Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
All is good, Aileen. I would just love to be as fit as a triathlete. My goodness me. For anyone who isn't fully across what the disciplines are, explain what the challenge is, Aileen.
An Olympic distance triathlon is a 1500 metre swim, a 10K, 40K bike, and a 10K run.
That's a heck of a distance. That's about a mile of a swim. 40K is about, 30 miles on the bike or more. And the 10K run, is that 7 or 8 miles as well?
I'll leave the conversion to you.
Sorry, I'm so old-fashioned. I cannot work it out unless I see it in terms of miles. But that's just proving I'm from the wrong era. It's a heck of an undertaking, Aileen. How do you train for it?
I suppose I've been training now for maybe eight or 9 years at the international level. So it's pretty much maybe 5 swims a week, 4 or 5 bike rides, maybe 8 runs, 2 gym sessions, obviously see the physio as well, and having to eat plenty to fuel myself and rest properly to recover. So it's a full-time job.
It certainly is. You're a professional athlete, of course. When you say you have to swim so much, are you swimming outdoors with the training?
I'm currently living in Lisburn and I swim with the City of Lisburn Swim Club. So that's great in that they swim 10 times a week, and most of the kids obviously are, you know, the oldest of them would be 16-year-old, but they're a great bunch to swim with, and they're obviously very capable, and some really good swimmers in there.
Yeah, but are you swimming in a pool with these people? Because I imagine the triathlete is swimming outdoors in competition.
It is. So all my races are outdoors, and they're all in whether it be river or sea or a lake. And obviously in Rio, we'll be swimming in Copacabana. But we don't really have the weather to be doing that here in Northern Ireland. So 99% of my training takes place in the pool. And whenever the weather gets good, I might go down to Camlock and do a few laps down there, because it's quite a nice place to swim.
Yeah, it's an excellent lake at Camlock. Camlock Lake, of course, famous for its Camlock Lake swim and all of that. Now, the bicycle, you're regularly on the bike, working up the miles, the likes of Glen Shane Pass, that sort of stuff, or not?
No, I've never been over toward Glen Shane, no. When I cycle here, I cycle mostly with the Maryland Wheelers, the club out of Lisburn. So I was out with a load of those guys yesterday and did about 100K on the bike yesterday, about 3 hours 15. We'll get a nice couple of loops in, and sometimes I've got individual sessions set by my coach. So I've got my cycling gear on me right now, and I'm going to go out on the bike and do maybe an hour and a half with an hour of that at a reasonably high intensity and some spikes. So like wee sprints and things like that, because that's the way races are, you know. You have to include some fast bits and things like that.
Yeah, you have to get the variety. And I mentioned the Glen Shane Pass, of course, because you're originally a Derry girl.
I am, yes. But when I started getting serious about triathlon, I actually moved to Lisburn. I met my now husband, and he was living in Lisburn, and it seemed like a nice place to train. And they had a cycling club and a swimming club and all those things. And it was a lot closer to the Sports Institute, which is at the University of Ulster. And I was able to use that facility there too. So it just made sense at the time to move up here. And things have been working out well for me here. So I like it.
It's an incredibly tough challenge. It's a tough sport that you're in. You're competing for Ireland in the triathlon. Realistically, what can you expect to achieve in Rio?
If we're talking about numbers and results, I should tell you that I've been ranked inside the top 10 for the past 3 years. I didn't get this year off to the greatest start. I had a bit of illness through the winter, and I'm only really getting towards my winter training now. Now, I'm in good health now, but it just means that my results this year haven't been fabulous so far. I do plan to be fully fit and ready to go and back in good shape come August. So I would like to think that I'm capable of that same top 10-ish area. However, anything can happen on the day, and I've had podiums, and I've had terrible, terrible races where I've come 40th. So I'll just train my best and hope that everything goes my way in the day, and that I've put all my effort into doing the best race I can, and see what we come out with.
Aileen, continued success with it. Every joy down in Rio, the countdown well and truly underway, and I know you're heading out for that very long cycle just as I speak to you. Thanks for coming on the line. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Triathlete Aileen Reid with Team Ireland at the Olympics. Top 10 in the world. And as she said, she's been on the podium before. And why not this time round?
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.